The Boy Who Cried Wolf, retold by Mari McKinnon. When you hear this sound, turn the page. A boy once lived in a village in the mountains. His name was Sam, but only his mother called him that. Everyone else called him Boy. "Boy, bring more wood for the fire," said his father. "Boy, wash those plates in the kitchen," said his sister. "Thank you, Sam," said his mother. When Sam went to school, it was just the same there. "Boy, sit up straight," said his teacher. "Boy, go and find our ball," said the older children. Sam didn't like school. In summer, there was no school, but he had to work. "Boy, help me with the sheep," said his father. "Take them up the mountain tomorrow morning so they can eat the good new grass. Then bring them back in the evening." "Do I have to stay all day?" asked Sam. "Of course," said his father. "You must see that the sheep are safe and keep them all together." "That's so boring," Sam thought, but he didn't say anything. The next morning, Sam's mother gave him some bread and cheese for his lunch. "Why do I have to go?" Sam asked her. "I'm sorry, Sam. The bigger boys and girls have to help here in the fields, and the little ones can't go up the mountain. Anyway, it's nice up there. It's less hot, and you can rest." "It's still boring," Sam thought. He walked up the mountain until he was a long way above the village. The sun was shining. The sheep found lots of new grass, and they started eating. Sam sat down under a tree and rested. The sheep all stayed together. Sam felt hungry, so he ate his lunch. He fell asleep for a short time, but when he woke up, the sheep were still there. He tried running and chasing some of them, but soon that was boring too. When the sun was low in the sky, he took the sheep back to the village. "Boy, we had dinner without you," said his father. "We worked hard today." "I kept a plate for you, Sam," said his mother. The next day was just the same, and the next day too. Nothing happened. The other children laughed at Sam. "Watching sheep all day, that's easy. That's not real work." Sam started thinking of stories. In his stories, he was watching the sheep when some robbers came over the mountain. Or a lion came out of the trees. Maybe not a lion, he thought. There are no lions here. Maybe a wolf. A few minutes later, he was running down the mountain to the village. "Help! Help!" he shouted. "There's a wolf! It's attacking the sheep! Come quickly!" Everyone stopped working. "A wolf? Are you sure?" "I saw it," said Sam. "A big black wolf. I was really frightened. Please come with me." Sam's father and some of the other men and boys ran after him up the mountain. When they reached the sheep, the men were hot and tired. The sheep were quietly eating grass, and there was no wolf. His father looked at the sheep. "A wolf attacked them? Really? They're all here, and there's no blood." "You imagined it." "No, I didn't," said Sam. "No dinner for you tonight," said his father. Well, today wasn't so boring anyway, thought Sam. Sam had three more boring days. The wolf day was exciting, he thought. He found some soft ground and made wolf footprints with his hand. Then he ran down the mountain. "Help! Help!" he shouted. "The wolf is back!" Sam's father's face was red. He was very angry. An older man said, "There were wolves when I was a boy. Maybe they came back." A few men and boys came up the mountain with Sam. They didn't run so fast this time, but they were still hot and tired when they reached the sheep. "There," said Sam's father, "no wolf." Sam showed them the footprints. "Those don't look like wolf footprints," someone said.
"But I saw it," said Sam. "It was this big."
"No wolf is that big," said someone else. Sam had no supper again that night. "I'm not going to tell any more wolf stories," he thought. The next day, the sun wasn't shining. The sheep were restless, and they didn't want to go up the mountain. "Stupid animals," said Sam. He was hungry. He ate his lunch early. Suddenly, the sheep were making lots of noise and running everywhere. Sam saw a dark shape in the trees. "Stupid dog, don't chase my sheep," he shouted. Then the shape came out of the trees. It wasn't a dog. It was a wolf. Sam ran down the mountain. "Help, please, help," he shouted. "That's not funny," said his father. "There really is a wolf." "No, there isn't. Go back to the sheep."
"I'm frightened."
Sam looked at his father. Which was worse, a wolf or an angry father? Sam started crying and went slowly back up the mountain. The wolf was gone. The sheep were gone. "Father's going to be really angry now," Sam thought. He started looking for the sheep. He found one here, two there, until it was dark. "I can't go down to the village," he thought. "I need to find them all. I can look for the others tomorrow morning when I can see." The mountain was cold at night. Sam didn't have a coat, and he couldn't make a fire. He was still frightened, and he couldn't sleep. He saw some lights through the trees and heard voices.
"Sam, what happened? Where are the sheep?"
Sam saw his mother and his sister. "Wait, there's sheep's wool here. And blood. Oh, Sam."
"I told you there was a wolf. You didn't believe me."
"You told us before, and it wasn't true. We couldn't believe you after that." "Come with us now. Let's bring those sheep, and we can find the others tomorrow." Lots more people were waiting in the village.
"Are the animals safe? Is Sam all right?"
they asked. "Yes, I am," said Sam. "I'm sorry, everyone. From now on, I promise I'm going to tell the truth." His father said, "So there really is a wolf. Maybe we need more than one boy to watch the sheep."
"Would you like that, Sam?" asked his mother. Sam imagined going up the mountain with another boy.
"We can talk then," he thought. "We can tell stories. Maybe not wolf stories. We can eat our lunch together. Together we can chase a wolf away."
"Yes," he said. "Yes, I would."
The Boy Who Cried Wolf was read by Brian Vokes and produced by Mari McKinnon, with sound production by Beth Punter. This is an Usborne audio production.